Knecht Nishmas, Daniela, Shaina, Bas, Yeshua, Falk. This week's Parsha is Parsha Tzav. Tzav is usually Shabbos HaGadol, but we're a leap year, so we still have time for Shabbos HaGadol. The Torah tells us, Zos Toras HaMincha. Hakrevos of an Aaron, Kremesbeach, etc. Then, page 3. And Aseres Mimena Yachlu Aaron Uvanov, Matzos Teochel, Bimakom Kadosh. Chatzar Ol Moed Yachlua. So, you, Matzos should be in the Chatzar Ol Moed. Right? This is talking about the matzos from the korban, for the korban mincha. So it's eaten, matzos of the korban are eaten in the chatzar ol moed. Right? In the courtyard of ol moed, by the azara, etc. So the chasam sofer has a drasha about this pasuk, Matzos Teachel B'Mokom Kadosh B'Chatzar Ol Moed. But before we see the Chasam Sofer, let's take a look in the Gemara in Sota on page 4 at Hayamid Aleph. So the Gemara says, Amar Rechiyah Barachem Rav Talmud Chacham Storach Sheyebo Echad Mishmona B'Shminis. Where his question is, how much gaiva is a person allowed to have? So this opinion says an eighth of gaiva. You should have an eighth of an eighth. Tzorach sheyebo. Shmona shebishminis, an eighth of an eighth. And then there's another opinion that says, no. Lo minava lo miktsasa. You shouldn't have anything. So what's going on there? What's this question about a Talmud Chacham? Should he have an eighth and an eighth? Should he have nothing? What should he... Right, the Gemara has a Meshamta de Isbe, Meshamta de Leisbe. Because on one hand, you're in Chayrim if you have, because it's a Balgaiva, but also you're Chayrim not, because they'll step all over you, the people in the community. And he won't be able to give some mussar. So you have to have self-assertiveness. So you have there's one shita that Talmud Chacham needs to have a little bit of gaiva, shminis and mishminis. Another opinion says, no, lo minav, lo miktsasa, he should have nothing, etc. So let's see what the Chasam Sofer says. Chasam Sofer says like this. He says, Matzos, Tiachel b'mokom kadosh b'chatzar ol moed yochlua. Yirmoz b'mokom kol ha-prishus sheba'olam ha-mechune kodesh u'kadoshim. Right, in other words, when we speak about kedusha, prishus, staying away from taiva, so he says, b'mokom zeh yoseh o tov mimenu. But besides the mead of precious, to stay away from Gashmius, there's an even more important meadah, and that's the mead of Anova. And that's called matzah. Because matzah doesn't rise. So that's the meadah of Anova. Hahipach mi chomitz. And chomitz is b'chinas gaiva, go, Oba, you say, Raki Bechatzar Ol Moed Yechlua. So Matzos Teyachel, the Makom Kadosh means there's more important. He says Makom means instead of, right? Literally, Makom here means in the place, but Makom means instead of, meaning more important than all the precious that a person has and all the chumras and things like that. More important than all that is the midah of anava. So matzos pe'ochel means the mida of anava is what? B'mokom kodesh. It's more important than, you know, all this precious and things like that. The mida of anava. B'chatzar ol moed yochluva. So you know what he says? B'chatzar ol moed yochluva means? Normally we say schar mitzvah b'hayal malecha. We don't get schar for things in this world. But he says for anava, you get schar. What's chatzar ol moed yochluva mean? So you know what he says? This world. Kipri schar anava yochlu gam lozeh hamchuna chatzar ol moed. Because this world, what's the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? That this world is a prose door to go to the right. To the traklin. So that this world is chatzer. It's the courtyard. The Olam Haba is the actual palace. We're just in the courtyard. So, but b'chatzar ol moed means b'olam hazeh yochlua means we'll get schar for the mida of anova in this world. Ki pri schar anova yochlu gam b'olam hazeh ha'mechuna chatzar ol moed ki hu aprozdor latraklin sham yochlu scharm shal pri anova. And then he says, so that's the greatness of anova. In other words, people, you know, think, you know, of course everything is important, you know, but more important than all the chumras, a lot of chumras that people take on, is to act with humility. Matzos te'ochel, better have matzos te'ochel than b'mokum kadosh, than instead of all the chumras and precious and all those other things. And then, for that, you're going to get schar, b'chatzar ol moed, you're going to get schar for that mida in this world as well. Then he goes ahead and quotes the Gemara Sota that Bar Bei Rav Roy let's go Shmini b'shem Shminis, and Rav Nachman says nothing. So what's the pshat? He says normally Kikol Eisurim. You like this? This is your day now. Kikol Eisurim batal mamashim be'echad shmona. In other words, the mamashus is kizayis b'chnei achilas pras. The mamashus is bottle. Hayinu kizayis b'dalad beitzim, shu pras. But there's still a tam. So the tam you need what? Shishim. V'gam ha-tam is bottle, but the tam, 8 and 8, 64, round it off, you'll mevatel the tam also. So to mevatel the mamashus, you need 8. To mevatel the mamashas. To mevatel the tam, 8 and 8. Ki tam botel b'shishim v'echad. U'beitzim tzrichim l'tzamech beiz, etc. So he says like this, in Cain, page 7, third line, l'chol ha'pochas tzarech tzamech dal shushmonim b'fomim shmona v'su kvar havalei b'chal mashu kvar over a botel. In Cain, kol midosot b'tovosot shal odom chachmosot v'toroso heim tzamech dal po'omim yosem yudis ha'gaiva. In other words, he says that the Talmud Chacham can have 1/60th, 1/64th, because since all his midos are anyway good, that so the gaiva won't define him. It'll just mean he needs certain to assert himself a little bit, and it won't change him because it's going to be batel in the 60. But he says, well, so why do we say by gaiva? Gaiva is like avodah zara, because gaiva means I want you to worship me. Some people, you know, that's a very. Some people, you know, it's very important to have kavod haTorah and kavod ha, but then some people make it into hero worship. That's a whole different story, and that's not a healthy thing. There should be respect, but not hero worship. And so, because the only one we worship is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some people want, we should worship this person, that person. We don't worship people. Even Talmid Chacham, we don't worship them. Some people, they were, didn't want to hear anything from any other Talmid Chacham, only this Talmid Chacham. So they don't really, that's a lack of appreciation of Torah, if you only want to hear from one Talmid Chacham. But Gaiva is like a Avodah Zarah, so should Asir B'Bashahu. So he says no, because gaiva is no sintam of gam. And no sintam of gam is okay. Okay, so then he has his whole long thing. But then he says another idea. Take a look on page 8. He darshens the manashtana. Shemchol halaylos anu ochlin chametzu matzah. Halayla zeh kulo matzah. Why does it say b'chol halaylos? You know what it should say? B'chol hashana. What's b'chol halaylos anu ochlin chametzu matzah? B'chol hashana. So he says a beautiful idea. What does laylos mean? Laylos means all the golos that we had. Because golos is compared to laylo. All the golios we had. We had chomei to matzah. What does that mean, chomei to matzah? Because we had matzah because we were subordinate to the nation that we were living in their country. So we had matzah. But we also had chomei because we held to our beliefs. So we had to be subordinate to them, but we also had to have a certain shalt also. From all the other goliaths that we had, from all halelos, all the other goliaths we had, it was coming to Mazda. We had the Mazda because we were subordinate to that nation, but we also had a shtolz, a gaiva, that they're not going to make us, not worship our religion. But halayla hazeh, meaning this golos, the golos of the Tzrayim. So that's the question. But this question, halayla hazeh, That in this Golos, it was Kulo Matzah.
So what does that mean?
It was totally subordinate in both aspects. Because we were meant to have Shari Tumah. So we didn't have the Chametz, the Shalts in the Mitzrayim. Our Amatzer Romez Al Kniya. So Al Kniya is a full of laws of the whole of the year, saying, go to my name, it's not the end of Chametz Matzah. Kniya is a Masha Inu, if God is my name, Chametz Matzah, the head of Gov and the Gov. And the Masha Manu Dal Seinu, Negra Veinu, Gov Alei. But apparently in Mitzrayim we didn't have that. Because we were So therefore, it's kulomach. It was only subordinate. The Shalah says there was a positive thing about that. Because then when we left the Tzrayim, we were able to take the visa of Machzor and then use it for the Tzrayim. But we didn't have, so he said that the Gaiva could be a good thing. That's why Chabachach has to have a Shminis for Shminis. Get too much, because sometimes the Chabachach is going to have too much. If it's not going to be Botel, then he can carry himself in a different way. And then that's not going to be good. So the only guy he can have is the guy that's Botel and Shisha. It's important. But if it's Ryan, that's the problem. They didn't have what? They didn't have that guy with the Kedusha. So that's what it means. The Chol HaLevos on the Oakland. All the other Goliaths, there was Hakdah, but there was also a good gaiva. But in Mitzrayim, it was only what? Kulomat. It was only Ishtatus. So we didn't have that self-pride, and we didn't, and of course we had the physical labor as well. Then if you take a look in page 20, when the Mishnah discusses the Pirkei Avos, the difference between Avram Avinu and Bilam HaRasha. That Bilam HaRasha was nefesh. Shloshes Varm Halom Mitalbida Shalom Avinu. The Shlosha be Bila Barash. The Avraham Avinu was Ayin Tov Baruch Lemucha Nefesh Shvela, and Avraham Avinu was Ayin Ra and Ruach Vilam, rather. Is Ayin Ra and Ruach Gevoa and Nefesh Rechava. So he says like this. So the Sefer Levarun take a look first on page 18. And then it says, if you have anova, ochlim, what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says, that Talmidei shel Avraham ochlim ba'olam hazeh v'ochlim ba'olam haba. So why is that? Why do we get the Talmidim of Avraham even in Olam Hazeh? So he says a very interesting word. We know Schar Mitzvot B'Hayal Malecha. Right? But what about Faveris? We get punished in this world, right? You eat Chazer, you get Malchus. Right? You get punished. So he says like this. But what about for things that you did in the past and now you're doing tshuva for them? So he says, you get schar in this world for that. Why? So look what he says. A beautiful idea, he says, from the Rugas Habosim. Page 18. Nivrem. Nivrem ektem mashakosu barugas habosim. Fashakosu tzedek tzedek tirdof. Matichim rashas arts. Tzadikim kol yimei mitshuva. Sheyaldei shemismalim midei yom biyomam b'madrega gvoh ומסיגים גדולושו של מלך הלכם שמוכו ביש הסייס וזה מבינים שהמצוות מעשים טובים שעשו עד כל לא היו לפי הרוי. Every day a tzaddik is growing in his understanding of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So the idea being that if you're always growing and you look in the past and you say what the Madrega I was on a month ago, a year ago, 5 years ago compared to today is not so good. If you're always growing, you're going to look back and say that was like an Avera what I did 2 years ago. Think about what I was 2 years ago. But only if you're an Anuf. You're an Anuf, you always realize that you have to grow. And then if you're an Anuf, you can look back and say, you know, now I'm doing much better. So Mamela, if a person is what? For Averis we said, what do we say? You get schar in this world for Averis. So Mamela, if you hold what you did in the past was deficient and you have to do shuva for that, so it's sort of like an Avera, so then you get schar for that tikkun. Okay, Misha also al tshuva al mitzvah shalom also ketikunam. Hare machzik es hamitzvos averus ubedin hu sheishtalem tzcharu b'olam hazeh. Zeh she'omer tzedek tzedek tirdof. She'o kol pam yase hamitzvah b'shleimus yoseh. Tzedek tzedek means you have to keep moving. Higher, higher. Bofen she'a mitzvah she'osa mikodem lo tischashev l'klum. Lech mitzvah she'osa ata. Me'el v'zeh zot yerodefes hamitzvah she'osa mikvar. He says the mitzvah you do now is going to be roidei for the other mitzvah. Because compared to what this mitzvah is, the other mitzvah is nothing. Compared to the fact that you grew. So tzedek tzedek tirdov means the mitzvah of today is roidif, the mitzvah of is pursued. So he says that's pshat, ruach nemucha, means that every day you have to say, I didn't reach the madrega yet. And then I'm going to grow on and get higher. Ve'elo b'mal is ghost. That's what the Noam Melech says. Pischu li shari tzedek. Avol that shar l'Hashem tzadikim yavovo. The tzadikim always hold, they're only at the shar. They're only beginning. So that's all the attitude. We're only beginning. And next day, what I did yesterday, so that's that midah. So if you have that midah, so that your machzik, the mitzvahs that you did in the past is deficient. So then you need to do tshuva for that. So b'meila, tshuva on averis in the past, because anything deficient in the past, averis in the past, averis, because averis you get tzchar, if you get onish in this world, for averis, you get tzchar as well. That's based on the Leivari, with the Shor, the whole thing there. So b'meila, but only if you're an onav. Only if you're an onav. And if you're an onav, so then you realize that things are deficient, you realize you can have to continue. And then he says at the end, the Lev Avram, on Saba Rebbe, page 22, it says, Hamhalech derech yichidi, harezeh mischayv benafsha. If a person literally means he's on the path alone, that's very dangerous. So he says, another word. You know what derech yichidi means? You're a bal gaiva. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the only thing, a bal gaiva I cannot be with. The world is not big enough for the two of us. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mesalik his shechina from a bal gaiva. So amhalek b'derech yichidi means haynush ki'ilu yichidi ba'olu she'ed HaKadosh Baruch Hu rotzo lo derimo. Hareze mischayev b'nafsha. So then he's mischayev b'nafsha. Because he's mahalach yichidi, and that's the important midah of matzos teyachel. And if you and that works in good with the chasam sofer, because lemaisa what, ba'olam hazeh you get the schar for anova. Because every day, because you view the past as a virus and doing tshuvos, you get schar. Matzos teyachel b'mokum kodesh. Instead of all the chumras and all the precious that everyone has, a little of anova is a little bit better, and then you get schar even ba'olam hazeh b'chatzar ol moed. And sometimes total amnava is not good, because we see you need sometimes you have to stand up to something that's wrong. So you have to have a shtickle stoltz. It can't be too much. It has to be batal b'shishim. So that's the shminis of the shminis. It has to be batal b'shishim. But if you let something step over you, or some people are mezayif the Torah and you don't stand up, so b'meila it's not proper. So that's why you need the shmini shmini. But if your maisim are not 60 times the good maisim, then this gaiva, then it's going to become part of you. Then it's going to be blatant. And then that's not going to be good. But the mida vanova is more important. Bemokum kodesh. Instead of all the chumras and the precious and all the things which are important, but and in Mitzrayim. They didn't have that gaiva to Kedusha. So it was kula matzah. And the other, chol aleilos means that all the other goliaths, says the Chasam Sofer, there was chametz and there was matzah. This night, this golos was only kula matzah, which is a problem. Which is a problem, which you're supposed to have chametz, because you have to have that shminis of the shminis. Shem chol aleilos anu ochlim chametz u'matzah. Halayla hazeh, this golos is kula matzah. It was only another. It wasn't the gaiva to Kedusha that you need, and it has to be in the proper proportion and the proper amount, and then you'll get schar even in this world, because anything to do with Aveira, you get punished for Aveira. So the tshuva that you get for doing tshuva, because realizing that your mitzvahs from last week were not comparable today, so you have to do a better job, so that's schar ba'olam hazeh. And matzos teyachol b'mokom kodosh, matzos are better than all this precious of Kedusha, and then the schar for the anova is bachatzar ol moed, even schar mitzvah olam hazeh. Okay, we'll go to